Is it possible to build the perfect partner? On today's case, Ms. Ash says Mr. Pate was her fixer-upper. She thought that if she got him a new wardrobe, a new job, better eating habits, and a better life, she'd turn him into the man of her dreams. Now she realizes that clothes do not, in fact, make the man, and she is called off their engagement because she doesn't want to be married to a child. Is it too little too late for Mr. Pate? Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Ash versus Pate.
Thank you very much, Ms. Ash, Mr. Pate. Ms. Ash, you say that you tried to mend your broken relationship for the last 5 years. You're ready to walk out of my courtroom without your fiancé.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Pate, you say you are not ready to take your ring back. You say you are not the monster Ms. Ash is painting you out to be, and you will prove that today.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Ms. Ash, why are we in court today?
Your Honor, I called off the engagement because I felt like I was raising another kid. Like, I got a 23-year-old, and I pretty much feel like I was raising him again with Mr. Pate. The maturity levels are just not there, you know, for me. And if he don't get it together, then I'm ready to just rethink this whole engagement.
And call it quits.
And call it quits.
Mr. Pate, what do you say to what Ms. Ash says?
I'm here today to rekindle our love. If I feel like if she don't respect me more, I'm gonna have to wash my hands as well.
So listen, if there's not some changes that go on today,
yes,
so that both of you think there's something left, this engagement is going to be off permanently. Am I correct, Mr. Pate?
Yes, Your Honor.
Am I correct, Ms. Ash?
Correct.
All right, so now let's see where this came from. Ms. Ash, I'm gonna ask you to take me back. How did you all meet, and how did we end up here?
Well, Your Honor, we met at, he was working at a tobacco outlet. Like, they sell cigarettes and vapes and all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I stopped in there one night to get some cigarettes, and he started talking to me, and he asked for my number. So I'm like, okay, you can take my number. Where's your phone? He ain't have a phone. I'm like, that's weird. So he wrote it down on a piece of paper. I'm like, okay, well, that's 90s, you know. So I took the number. So I didn't go back to that store for like 2 weeks. Went back, he was there working again. And he's like, oh, why you didn't call me? And I'm like, oh, well, I lost the piece of paper you gave me, you know. So he had a phone this time, you know. He put his number in my phone. Started storing his number, you know, in the phone, and I accidentally called him.
Now, that happened to me a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I called, and he was like, oh, you couldn't get out the parking lot without calling me.
Mr. Pate, you liked Ms. Ash from the beginning?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me how you went from, now I want to be with this guy.
Oh, my God. I felt like he needed help at the time, to be honest with you. Yeah, I felt bad for him.
So what did you do that you say you took on, you know, this project for all practical purposes?
Well, I mean, when we started talking, started hanging out, you know, and I found out about his situation a little bit more.
What was his situation?
You know, he was staying with his brother mm-hmm. and his girlfriend, I believe.
Okay.
And he didn't have the best living arrangements. So he, you know, wasn't living pretty good. I mean, he was kind of dingy a little bit. You know, I got pictures.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. See that?
She called me a fixer-upper. I'm not a bitter bear.
That first picture, it looked like a little raggedy dog that you pick up off the street. Like,
but then you brought him to your house.
I did, and exactly. I fixed him up.
How soon after you met at the tobacco store did he move into your house?
2 months.
2 months?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so clearly something was attractive to you, because I can't imagine moving somebody in my house after 2 months.
Well, I have a heart, Your Honor, so I just felt the
need. As do I. But scraggly-looking people that I think, you know, look tacky exactly. Not moving into my house after 2 months.
Exactly.
If I felt that way. So what mm-hmm. made you decide you were going to bring, quote, this fixer-upper into your house? That's on you.
Well, I felt like, you know, if he had the right guidance for me, that he'll be a decent man.
Did you want a son or did you want a man?
No, I wanted a man. I've been working on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, his eating habits is terrible, like what I found out, you know, after being with him for 2 months. You know, I found out he had diabetes, so I tried to fix that.
Ms. Mm-hmm. Ash, I'm still trying to understand what it is you saw. You saw potential.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
So I actually understand that one of the issues is The intimacy is not what you expected either. Is that correct?
She tried to control me. That's the biggest issue.
Well, I'm going to let Ms. Ash make her case. Ms. Ash, why do you say the intimacy is not what you expected?
The sex was mediocre, and it just kind of went
like a
down.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am type sex?
No, I wouldn't say that. Like, you know, he only do one position. That's it. And it's like you're not going to try to do nothing else. So, you know, I stuck with it, you know, because...
A little bit, well, as you get to know somebody and one person might be a little more mature in ways of intimacy, and if you're with a partner, you might just want to guide that person and show the person what you like, and then they can show you what they like and put a little twist to it, and next thing you know, everybody hanging from the chandeliers.
Your Honor, she didn't say that last night in the hotel room.
Ooh, hell.
I mean, hell, he was the only person there.
So why is there such acrimony? Why are you mad? It doesn't seem like you have a whole lot of respect for Mr. Pate. Why do you feel the need to put him down, Ms. Ash? What's going on?
I don't feel like I put him down. I just point out his flaws.
But she had flaws,
You do
too.
Realize that's the definition of putting somebody down.
If he take offense to it, then that's on him. He need to grow up. Mm. Like his maturity level. Like, I literally have to do everything for him. I have to teach him everything, you know, about credit, good eating habits. I have to dress him. You know, I have to teach him about life, like something his mama should have did.
But I'm curious, Mr. Pate, were you a functioning human being in society before you met Ms. Ash?
Yes, ma'am.
You held a job?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you still have a job?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you been maintaining
the job? Held a job at McDonald's, KFC, Subway. Yeah, he held them jobs.
No, I first started at a tobacco outlet, yes. Then I started working my way up to warehouses,
Who got you the job, though? Like, who helped you get that job?
You did.
Isn't that what a partner's supposed to do?
Exactly.
I feel like I'm raising a child. Like, I have to pick out his clothes, everything. Like, I'm tired of doing it.
Okay, but first of all, pick out his clothes. Every woman I know loves to pick out the clothes.
How many times I had to change my clothes?
Because he don't care that much. And Robin, fine as can be.
He is fine.
Okay? And don't flirt with my bailiff.
I mean, still.
Okay?
Look at him.
Keep your eyes open up.
Promotional consideration provided by... Divorce Court will be right back.
I have to tell you, I sit at this bench every single day, and I have folk come in here, they haven't worked in years, and there is so much burden on that partner's shoulder that they're at their wits' end. And if this gentleman is going out every day trying to bring something to the table other than an appetite, it might not be exactly what you want, but at least he's trying.
Yes, Your Honor.
So most people at least say, all right, baby, let's see if there's some way that we can enhance that rather than criticizing him. I'm just telling you, that's how partners work. Mr. Pate? Yeah.
She says that I'm a fist up and all them things, but I don't want to stay with a steady job. She work part-time. I pay all the bills.
You do?
Yes. All the bills that she pays is a car note.
Miss Ash.
Yana.
You left that out of the equation.
Yana, I am a comedian, a stand-up comedian.
Well, this ain't funny.
He told me to follow my dreams, and that's what I'm doing, and he gonna pay the rent, the bills, and all that stuff as long as I...
Miss Ash, that sounds like what a grown man does, not what a little boy does.
Exactly. Yes, ma'am. That's where it comes. I don't feel like I'd be appreciated enough.
I just known you 10 minutes, and I don't feel like you being appreciated enough.
Yes. Thank you, Judge.
Oh, he's trying to flip it.
It's okay. Days.
No, I'm not trying. No.
No, I think he's flipping it on me.
How?
Okay, because Ms. Ash, you flip it back. Tell me what this man is failing to do.
Judge.
Give her a minute. I want her to make the case. You're the plaintiff.
Like I said before, I feel like I'm raising a child. Like, I have to pick out his clothes. I have to feed him, make sure he's eating right. I have to teach him about credit, about life, everything. Like, I'm tired of doing that.
Okay, but first of all, pick out his clothes. Every woman I know loves to pick out the clothes.
You know how many times I had to change my clothes?
Okay, so he just figured he would just say to his wife, Chris, just pick out what you want me to wear. I'll put it on, because he don't care that much. And Robin, fine as can be.
But he don't want to hear Chris' mouth.
He is fine.
Okay? And don't flirt with my bailiff.
Okay? No, I wouldn't flirt. Not the man. Still.
Okay?
Look at him.
Here, thank you. Okay? Don't flirt with my bailiff.
Yeah, keep your eyes over there.
Don't worry about that, Mr. Pate, because I got you.
Thank you.
I need to know. What happened on Thanksgiving?
Wow. This goes back to wardrobe, Your Honor. He came to Thanksgiving with a Pac-Man. You know Mrs. Pac-Man, like the game? A Pac-Man with a sweatshirt on and some stonewashed jeans. Now, me and my family, we dress kind of casual, whatever, just to sit around in the kitchen around the house on Thanksgiving, as we all do. I'm thinking he just playing, thinking he about to go change his clothes. Nope. He had that Pac-Man hoodie on all day. I'm like, okay, well, you sit in the front room, because I can't, you're not finna be around me all day looking like this.
So here's my question. If you were going over the Thanksgiving on your family and you want him to be in a button-down shirt and some khakis, why didn't you pick that out and say, baby, this is what you need to wear?
Because I wasn't supposed to be going with her. That was the problem. We decided to go, and I didn't have nothing to wear. I just packed some jeans and a T-shirt. I'm around family. Her family look at me as family, so I feel like, why I gotta dress up? We all family.
Your Honor, we drove 4 hours to Iowa, so how he know he wasn't going? You got in the car, right?
We was in an argument, so you just, come on, let's go to Iowa. Of course I want to be with you.
Why do you think you don't see Mr. Pate as enough?
First of all, he's a cheater. Let's just start there.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
You had to say mm-hmm too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
So this is not just an allegation. You know he's cheating.
Oh, yeah.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Miss the show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
Where are you? Indiana?
Yes.
Between Indiana and Iowa, there's a Walmart, a Target, a Jacques C. Pinier, a somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You can stop and get anything you want.
Can I say something? She wants the whole world and more. I can't give that to her right now. I'm working on myself, working a full construction job, trying to provide, and she just wants everything. It's just her way. It's her way or the highway.
Miss Ash? Why do you think you don't see Mr. Pate as enough? What's going on?
First of all, he's a cheater. Let's just start there.
Let's start there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
You had to say mm-hmm too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway...
So this is not just an allegation. You know he's cheating.
Oh, yeah. Me and him got into an argument one night. He left out the house, and he didn't come back. We didn't come home for 2 days. So I'm like, oh... Okay. Next thing I know, a friend of mine called me and was like, hey, is you and Andrew together? I'm like, as far as I know. He like, well, he on Facebook with another woman. I'm like, what? So he sent me the picture, and the girl, whoever he was messing with, put in a relationship with Andrew Pate and both their pictures on Facebook. So I called him. He didn't answer, of course. So when I finally got a hold of him because I had to use another number, and I asked him would he come over, and I showed him the picture, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm messing with her." That's what happened.
She tried to fight the girl first. The argument is over our kids. Her son and my son didn't get along. So she, Miss Tasha, told me my son was not allowed
in your home.
In her home. So as a man, I felt if you can't accept my son, you can't accept me. So I left. I went to my brother's house. Yes, I was talking to a friend. Yes, she put our picture on Facebook. It was a profile picture. And 2 days later, she just popped up at the lady's house wanting to fight.
Well, that's probably because in a 2 day time period, you went from living with her thinking that your son is supposed to be a part of a family and a home to in a profile picture with a miscellaneous chick.
She told me my son had to leave her house. So, as a man, I'm not allowed in your house if my son not allowed.
I completely agree with you. So, here's my question. You met somebody in 48 hours that fell madly in love with that you would allow them to use your picture as a part of their Facebook profile?
No, ma'am. I knew the young lady the same amount of time I knew Tasha. We worked together. That's how we started hanging out and things of that nature. But It was more than 2 days. It was at least 2 weeks before I had any intercourse with this woman because, man, I was avoiding Tasha.
You were preparing yourself so that you had somebody on the side just in case Miss Ash decided to put you up?
No, it was longer than that. It was more than 2 days.
Miss Ash says it was 2 days.
It wasn't more than 2 days.
That's what she said.
He was only gone for a week.
Let's just say it was the whole week. Within 7 days, you had a whole nother woman posting that she's in a relationship with you.
I didn't know of it. You know, I thought we were just kicking. I didn't know that she posted anything onto
just
Facebook.
Just kicking it. Y'all was having sex. How you think y'all just kicking?
So were you living in her house during this week that you were gone?
No.
They was living in hotels because she was a bum, too.
No, I was staying with my brother in a whole different town.
Mm-mm. So. She spent the cold check that he got that Friday on hotel rooms because she didn't have nowhere to stay either. And allegedly, she was a crackhead. I just want to put that out there.
That's all what somebody told her.
Well, you know what? Let's just say, if, in fact, you end up kicking it with a random woman for a week, your actual woman is going to call her everything but a child of God, trust and believe.
Mm.
That's just how women are. And I'm not mad at Miss Ash for being upset about that. Because what I don't understand is, if you all are in a relationship and you have a rocky period and you leave for a week, you don't put yourself in a situation where you were with a whole nother woman. How did you resolve that? I'm curious, because you've asked her to marry you.
Yes. I engaged to her December 25th on Christmas, and she accepted it. If she didn't want to be with me, she had all these problems and stuff, why would you accept my engagement? Her family and friends around, she say yes. A day or two later, she comes to me like, I didn't want to embarrass you because I feel like we weren't ready. Well, take my ring off. But you still wore my ring till she finally moved out.
You all are not living together.
No.
So I turn to you, Ms. Ash. Why'd you accept the engagement?
When he proposed, I was excited. And then I was more excited about the wedding than the whole actual, you know, engagement, honestly.
Just like I think you were more excited about the fixer-upper project than you were about being in a relationship.
Sounds about right. Oh, man. Oh, there go the ring. Okay. He did a good job on the ring.
Song playing, mama was there. She enjoyed it.
He did a good job with the help of my brothers. They helped him put that. He wouldn't have never thought.
Can't you give a man credit for something?
See?
Because he don't do anything on his own. He need help with everything.
But the point is, if he went to your brothers, who he thought would probably be the best people to get some insight into what you might like the most, he does something so nice that you, your family, all think is fabulous. And now, you, with a stank attitude and a stank face, gonna try to make it seem like the man didn't do the right thing.
Exactly.
That just doesn't make sense to me.
Hmm.
Do you want this man or not?
That's
yes,
cool.
He cheated with a so-called crackhead, according to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you took him back, so that's your cheating with a crackhead man. You picked him. I didn't. He's trying to be the man of your dreams, and yet you won't wake up from the nightmare that you are making yourself. You took on a project.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman said he is not a Build-A-Bear. He's a grown man.
Mm. Yes.
But if you treat him like he's less than a man, don't expect him to be that man. That's just the truth.
Yes.
That's the truth. You know this project that you worked so hard at? Get his eating right, get his diabetes under control, know how to put outfits together, get a better job. Somebody else, crackhead or not, gonna be standing right there excited about your upgrade. I'm gonna tell you.
Mm.
If you are interested in this man right here, you might want to put a little gratitude behind that attitude that you have. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, Mr. Pate got one foot out the door and the other one in a hotel with a crackhead. I was about to start saying, you about to lose your man.
I've never seen anyone who did all these upgrades and is not happy with her own work.
Exactly. She might need to go back to the store where she bought all of the products.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you say something about going over to Etsy and trying to sell it? And then gonna flirt with my Baylen.
Oh, my God.
She about to get up in Chris's face. She don't stand a chance.
Made in Georgia.